This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. If you suffer from a diabetic complication, radiation damage, stroke, or degenerative condition, hyperbaric oxygen therapy may be right for you. Call Hyperbaric Medical Solutions at 844-877-HBOT or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman to learn more.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about on this weekend, and I hope that you consecrate an hour or two to this program because, well, we've got tips for you and your family to enhance your health, extend your longevity. Lots of good information heading out your way, and hopefully you'll spend some time with us. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we've got some stories on tap while we wait for calls. 888-302-3684. You can get in with questions about health, nutrition. We're going to take a look at some of the potential problems of drinking soda to rehydrate. The weather is getting warm across the United States as we progress into summer. Lots of people are headed for the soda aisle because hydration's important, right? But when it comes to hydration, some beverages may be better than others. Also, we'll take a look at all the rage among people trying to get high. They may find a way to get stoned in the drugstore aisle using a common product you may not believe is associated with a high. 888-302-3684 is our number. Okay, this story is a fascinating story because Down syndrome is a very severe problem. It can impair intellectual development. It also causes a host of health problems. According to statistics, about 1 in 1,000 births associated with Down syndrome. It's a genetic abnormality associated with trisomy 21. On chromosome 21, there's a glitch, and that produces a whole health of brain problems and physical problems. And we tend to think of this as a fixed problem, right? It's genetic. So how can it be modified? It's basically a broken gene that causes a cascade of protein malfunctions as the genes get expressed, as the DNA gets translated into brain and body parts, and so there's not much you can do with it. Well, au contraire, according to a study performed in Barcelona and published recently in The Lancet Neurology, Down syndrome can be treated with green tea. Now, by no means am I saying here that if you drink a lot of green tea, you're going to reverse all the problems associated with Down syndrome. But according to the study, you can ameliorate some of the problems by consuming the active component of green tea. Very familiar to many of your listeners. It's called EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate. Is the anti-cancer compound that's found in green tea. It's also a detoxification compound, and it may have many functions. So the lead researcher says this is the first time that a treatment has shown efficacy in the cognitive improvement of persons with a syndrome. So you can imagine all these drugs, all the psychiatric meds, brain-enhancing pharmaceuticals, none of them did the trick, but EGCG did. While significant, she added in the statement, the results should not be interpreted as a cure, and I echo that sentiment, but it may be a tool to improve these individuals' quality of life, according to the author of the article. Experts not involved in the study described it as, quote, exciting, and, quote, an important piece of work. So what's going on here? They believe, and it's been demonstrated, that it's a gene problem. But gene therapy, snipping and splicing genes, does not yet appear to be ready for prime time in Down syndrome. So the researchers turned to the green tea compound. 84 young adults with Down syndrome were split into two groups. One group was given decaffeinated green tea supplement containing 45% EGCG along with online cognitive training. And the other group just got the cognitive training, but a placebo pill. And the subjects took cognitive tests after 3, 6, and 12 months. And what they found was that the green tea group scored significantly better ability to remember patterns, verbal recall, adaptive behavior, and they continued to improve over time. So this is a big deal because a lot of neuro researchers, including Marie-Claude Potier, a Down specialist at the Brain and Spine Institute in Paris, said the results were, quote, a leap forward. And so, again, let's emphasize vitamin supplements are not a miracle cure for Down syndrome, but to resign oneself to the fact that this is as good as it gets without an attempt at nutritional support, even in a severe neurological disorder, Down syndrome, would be a mistake. And it suggests that in other neurological or developmental disorders, autism, attention deficit disorder, significant changes can be expected with the right nutrition, the right nutritional supplements. And that's been certainly my experience. And then, you know, let's look at the other end of the age spectrum. Aging adults with cognitive problems, nutrients can make a big difference. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in today's program. 888-302-3684 is our number. And this item, rehydrating with soda on a hot day may actually be an exercise in futility, because you just drink and you drink and you drink a soda, and ultimately you may not get proper rehydration. This, according to researchers. The study was performed in rats, published in the American Journal of Physiology. And it was found that drinking soft drinks to rehydrate worsened dehydration, and here's the bad part, courted the risk of kidney injury. For 4 weeks, rats were exposed to mild heat-induced dehydration, and then they were given access to water, or water containing the fructose and glucose content of a typical soft drink, or water sweetened with a natural sweetener, stevia. It turns out that rats that drank the fructose-glucose water after heat-induced dehydration ultimately were more dehydrated and had worse kidney injury than rats that drank plain water or water with stevia. Water with stevia was fine. It was sweet, but it didn't cause the damage. And the authors of this article write, "Our studies raise serious concerns for the common practice, especially among adolescents and young adults, to drink soft drinks as a means to quench thirst following an episode of dehydration." So the good news, stevia did not have this negative effect. And a lot of people concerned about artificial sweeteners. We know that artificial sweeteners in studies have not only not produced weight loss, but they've been associated with, paradoxically, weight gain. And some of that's attributed to the fact that if you keep stimulating yourself with a sweet taste, but the beverage or the food doesn't deliver actual carbohydrate calories, you'll seek the carbohydrate calories elsewhere. That's one of the theories. But another theory is that things like Splenda, NutraSweet, may wreck the microbiome, the bacterial balance in your intestine, that may have an impact on how you metabolize food and may ultimately change your metabolism for the worse. And so here's a study. Plant-based sweeteners may help individuals control their blood glucose levels. Plant-based sweeteners. I mean, it was once proposed that diabetics drink diet soda, right? But studies show that the artificial sweeteners in diet soda don't help. In this study, it was found that it was possible to reduce the level of sugar in muffins by substituting stevia And what happened to the individuals, their glycemic response, the concentration of glucose in the blood, it's a little like a glucose tolerance test. Instead of giving them sugar water for the glucose tolerance test, they gave them a muffin challenge with either regular muffins or stevia-sweetened muffins. They found that their response was improved with stevia. So we'll have to do more studies on long-term use of stevia, whether stevia ultimately leads to weight loss or diabetes prevention. But drinking stevia-sweetened beverages, heck of a lot better than drinking conventional sugar-containing beverages, beverages especially rich in high-fructose corn syrup, because you try to get rehydrated. You drink, and you end up with worse dehydration than you started with. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'd love to hear from you this weekend on Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we get a call from Iowa from Darla. How you doing, Darla?
Yes. I am a 68-year-old woman, and I take 60 milligrams of Armour Thyroid daily. And I was wondering, versus Armour to WP Thyroid, I've heard it's very natural, and I would be able to get it here in this country.
Well, how come you can't get Armour Thyroid in this country? I mean,
well,
I know it's not covered by Medicare. I know that.
You know, no, I pay for it, but it's not that expensive anyway. But
by the way, do you know who is another 68-year-old female who takes Armour Thyroid?
Yeah, I called you one day already.
Hillary. Hillary's on Armour Thyroid. She's precisely your age. She's the
Yeah.
So but she doesn't have to worry about Medicare because I think she's got a little bit of extra.
Yeah, she can pay for it, I'm sure.
She can afford it. Yeah.
Well, it got to the point where they couldn't keep it, even the Women's International Pharmacy. So a pharmacist is one that gave me the number of a pharmacy in Canada to get it. But I talked to the Women's International Pharmacy the other day, and they say they've had no trouble keeping this WP thyroid. And from everything I see on the Internet, it looks like it's actually better maybe than Armour.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I generally use Armour Thyroid just as a cost consideration because most of my patients are able to obtain it fairly cheaply from regular drug stores. You don't even have to go to a compounding pharmacy. There was a time when Armour Thyroid was kind of out of production because they were challenging the dosing of it and the formulation of it. They, you know, had to go kind of go back to the drawing boards. And for a while, people on Armour Thyroid were kind of freaking out, and they were looking for alternatives. We put them on what's called NDT, natural desiccated thyroid, that we got from compounding pharmacies, which in some cases was more expensive, not covered by insurance, but it was, you know, pure and, you know, pretty you know, correctly dosed. Yeah, I can't really comment on that particular brand of thyroid because I don't use it, but it sounds like a reasonable alternative. So tell us, why are you taking Armour Thyroid, and why aren't you taking conventional thyroid? Have you tried both?
Oh, yes, and I feel much better on the Armour, and they were always having to change the amounts that I was taking on the Synthroid.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I asked to be switched to the Armour, they hardly ever had to change it. And they actually injected radioactive dye into my thyroid over 30 years ago. So mm-hmm. I have to have something.
They zapped your thyroid.
You had
hyperthyroid, so they zapped it. And they
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you feel about the fact that the government, by government dictate, is saying, no thyroid for you, lady. You got to take a either you take Synthroid or else.
Right. Well, I don't feel very good about it. They have way too much control.
Absolutely. And they control our medical decisions, unfortunately.
Yes, yes.
Hey, you know, sometimes you have to just vote with your feet and do the right thing. It sounds like it works.
I saw a conversion chart, and I take 60. It suggested 65 milligrams on the WP. Mm-hmm. But you don't use
exactly.
It.
Exactly. That would. I think that is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
60
well,
is 65.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Yeah. I think that
Thank
should work
you.
Out well. Thanks for sharing.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. This item is quite bizarre because there are folks who are trying to get high. And sometimes they can't get the real stuff. And so in the past, we've had problems if you go to the drugstore and you're trying to get a decongestant. An ordinary decongestant, if you buy enough of it, you can take it to a meth lab. And just like in Breaking Bad, you can make methamphetamines, speed, crank, call it what you will. It's a big problem. And so these days, if you have a cold or some sinus congestion, sometimes you have to show your driver's license. You have to register. It's kept behind the counter. You can't just slip it in your pocket and walk out like some drug addicts do. New problem with Imodium. Imodium is a diarrhea medication, but the FDA has issued a warning that there have been numerous cases of serious heart problems caused by, Imodium abuse. It turns out that Imodium, it slows the digestive process, it tends to make you constipated, just like opiate drugs do, and it has an opiate-like activity, making it a prime target for addicts. And what they do is they combine it with over-the-counter Zantac. Together, this enhances the effects of the Imodium, but it can prompt dangerous heart problems. So, trying to get high, not a very safe way to do it. Who'd have thunk it? Imodium is now a drug of abuse. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 888-302-3684. If you want to get in on the conversation, come into the doctor's office and pose a question. And if you decide not to pose a question during this hour, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We won't be able to send answers back to each and every individual query, but we will use your questions as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla. If you listen to that podcast on a weekly basis, you're likely to hear your question answered. And lots of interesting stuff that we tackle during that weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. Recently, and over the years, Kris Kristofferson has been suffering debilitating memory problems. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I got to say, I sometimes get Kris Kristofferson confused with Glenn Campbell, who definitely has been suffering from dementia and in a poignant kind of way checked out of public life for his final battle with Alzheimer's disease. Both of them, you know, they have similar voices and they sing, you know, sort of a folk rock kind of technique. And Chris, a very fine actor as well, is now 80 years old. For years, doctors had been telling Kristofferson that his increasingly debilitating memory loss was due to either Alzheimer's or to dementia brought on by blows to the head, just like Muhammad Ali from boxing, football, and rugby that he played in his teens and early 20s. Some days, Kristofferson couldn't even remember what he was doing from one moment to the next, according to a recent article. Earlier this year, a doctor decided to test Kristofferson for, wait for it, Lyme disease. And indeed, the test came back positive. And I can't tell you how important that is when someone is suffering from Lyme disease to look for other preventable causes of dementia, such as profound B12 deficiency, or perhaps a drug reaction to a statin, or hypothyroidism, or any number of correctable medical conditions. And so after just 3 weeks of antibiotics, standard treatment for Lyme disease, although it's often harder to treat Lyme disease after it has invaded the brain, been there for years, along with getting off the drugs for Alzheimer's and depression that he was taking, which didn't do any good and may have actually done him harm, Kris Kristofferson's memory problems have largely disappeared. All of a sudden, he was back, says his wife, Lisa Kristofferson. There's still bad days, but some days he's perfectly normal. It's easy to forget that he is even battling anything at the age of 80. Ultra important that we take a look at preventable causes. It's been estimated that up to 5% of those misdiagnosed with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease have a treatable brain condition known as normal pressure hydrocephalus, which can be treated with a surgical procedure. So this take-home message is for all of Alzheimer's disease patients that you need to do a very, very thorough workup and diagnosis. And I have to say, I've seen many patients in my office who have various types of challenging health problems, and it turns out that they have a tick-borne disease, not just Lyme disease, but also things like ehrlichiosis, babesiosis. There's a lot of stuff going around. And, you know, apropos of Alzheimer's disease, we now know that there are things that you can do early on to fend off the progressive degeneration associated with Alzheimer's disease and dementia. But the problem is sometimes they're too little too late. So how are you going to know if you have Alzheimer's disease or whether you just have, you know, a little age-related memory loss, maybe you're a little stressed, distracted? A lot of people worry about their memories, especially in middle age. And, you know, sometimes it's for naught. They're fine. They're just the worried well. So there is currently no very good way to determine whether someone has Alzheimer's disease except by testing or by you know, the obvious, when you put your keys in the refrigerator, when you forget where your car is parked at the mall, when you forget the names of people who you should know. But then it's often too late. So, new study. Researchers have developed a blood test that uses the immune system to find early-stage Alzheimer's in patients. And this is very encouraging. In terms of identifying early Alzheimer's in patients with mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, the accuracy rate was 100%. That is rare in any kind of test. Dr. Cassandra DeMarshall, the lead author of the study, said that 60% of patients with MCI have it due to an early stage of Alzheimer's. So this test is based on putting together several different immune parameters that together yield a very, very high likelihood that you're going to get a correct diagnosis. So, and this has actually been a rash of new diagnostic tests for early Alzheimer's. One test uses fats in the bloodstream to predict dementia within 3 years with 90% accuracy. Another was able to predict the onset of dementia within a year with 87% accuracy. And so we're getting to the point where we will hopefully soon have new tools. The question is, okay, you get the diagnosis, that'll freak you out. And, you know, what can you do about it? If there's nothing you can do about it, why even test? But I think we're really on the cusp of an era where we can get early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. It's almost the way we detect high risk for heart disease. And get in there early with critical interventions, lifestyle interventions, supplements, perhaps certain medications, although medications haven't been too promising, to head off this devastating disease before it affects tens of millions of Americans. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684, but before we get to your phone calls, we're going to take a little fascinating look at probiotics in just a moment with a special guest. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're now going to take a special look at a way to fend off all the toxicity that we find in our environment. It's a unique perspective that will be brought to us by Dr. Ross Pelton, who is a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine. He's a health expert, master educator, pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, and scientific advisor for Essential Formulas, Inc. And Ross, welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I got to give you props for yet another attribute of yours that I didn't even know about because I've known you for years and I've talked to you several times here on Intelligent Medicine. And I did not know that you are an outstanding athlete. So respect. respect to you, because I don't know if you want to divulge your age, but you are an outstanding athlete. You do an incredible deadlift. You in the gym, and you know, I just see you in your civilian clothes, and I didn't know that there were, you know, rippling muscles underneath those nondescript suits.
Well, I've been doing CrossFit for about 5 years, and I love it. And I see your postings on Facebook, so I know you're a regular exerciser, and we both know that the exercise is a key to good long-term health.
Indeed. Did you care to share your age? But I think you're a couple of years north of me.
I am 73 years old.
Goodness gracious. So you got me by a decade, and you are, I mean, I can't even hold a candle to you in terms of some of your exploits. So congratulations.
And I also have two total knee replacements.
Ah, okay. And you do it, so you're doing glad it, you're the $6 million man. You got replacement parts.
Yeah, I'm glad they've got these replacement parts available.
Good for you. All right, so let's launch into our topic. It is a toxic world out there. So tell us about that and what some strategies to address it.
You bet. Well, first, Dr. Hoffman, it's always nice to be with you and your intelligent medicine listeners. And it is an incredibly toxic world. The United States produces over 70,000 different chemicals every year, and only 1,500 have ever been tested for toxicity. And the government really doesn't test combinations of these toxins that we get exposed to, so there's probably even an increased risk than just the individual toxins. And the foods that we eat agriculturally are just soaked in pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides, and so we really have to be proactive to create a healthy lifestyle for ourselves at this time of our lives. And of course, you and I both know that diet and lifestyle are critical issues for maintaining good health. And so the message is that people really have to be proactive to create a healthy lifestyle. You have to support your organic farming industry and buy organically grown foods so you can avoid things like glyphosate and organophosphates that are used in agriculture, and also things like mercury in your fillings and your teeth, and the water supplies are polluted and the air is polluted, so it's really a toxic world. And one of the messages that I have recently is that glutathione is a compound that's made in every cell in our body, and we call it the master antioxidant and also the master detox agent. And up until recently, you really couldn't take glutathione effectively as a nutritional supplement because it would get broken down and destroyed. But now we've got a new strain of probiotic bacteria that actually produces glutathione in humans. So this is an incredible breakthrough in science and medicine to be able to boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis. And so it's one of the most proactive things that people can do for long-term health and wellness. And the product that contains this strain of bacteria, they're called Reg Active. That's R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. And that's a brand name that comes out of Europe. It stands for Active Regeneration. And the bacteria that produces glutathione is called Lactobacillus fermentum ME3. We refer to it as ME3 for short. And when people take a daily dose of one of these products that contains ME3, I kind of get people to visualize you're ingesting 4 to 6 billion little glutathione manufacturing plants every day. So it's really an incredible breakthrough to be able to boost your glutathione levels. So that's my main message on helping people avoid the toxins that they're being exposed to in the world today.
Well, we know that probiotics play a very important role in the human body, and they can synthesize critical nutrients. So previously we've known that they can synthesize certain B vitamins. Vitamin K is an important nutrient that is synthesized by probiotics. In fact, elderly people who take too many antibiotics sometimes have serious bleeding problems because they're deficient in vitamin K. They've killed off their bacteria. And now this is a very interesting way of getting glutathione into the body, because it's always been a challenge. You know, what happens when you just, you know, you can take glutathione supplements. You know, they come in sprays, powders, sometimes you use transdermal patches. What's your evaluation of those approaches?
The glutathione gets oxidized pretty quickly. So it gets converted from its active form into the oxidized form, which is no longer effective. Mm-hmm. But when you're taking the bacteria that's producing glutathione constantly, you're not only increasing your levels of what's called reduced glutathione, which is the active form, but also the glutathione that is produced by these probiotic bacteria will recycle and reactivate other used up antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E and CoQ10 and lipoic acid and so forth. So it's a kind of a double benefit because you get increased levels of glutathione, but it'll also boost your levels of all your other antioxidants.
You know, in my practice, we use intravenous glutathione sometimes for conditions like Parkinson's disease, according to research by Dr. David Perlmutter. It helps. Mm-hmm. And also patients who are fatigued, many patients get a boost. There's even some studies that suggest that if you have sudden onset hearing loss, that infusions of glutathione can be helpful. We know an ear, nose, and throat doctor here in New York who treats a lot of opera singers with intravenous glutathione prior to opera performances because it seems to really clear the voice, clear the vocal cords of you know, mucus. And so there's so many different things that glutathione does in the body. Can you think of any others that it supports?
Well, got a good friend of mine that has gotten great results with his neuropathy with IV glutathione.
Yes.
So that's another great application for it. But IV glutathione, although it's very effective, the benefits only last for several days, so you have to keep coming back into the doctor's office. It's expensive and time-consuming.
Right.
But now we've got a probiotic bacteria that'll do it every single day for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now how did they come across this? You know a little bit about the research. Was this just serendipitous finding that they located a bacteria and they said, wow, eureka, it makes glutathione?
You bet. Yeah, it's an interesting story. This strain of bacteria was isolated from the intestinal tract of a healthy one-year-old child back in 1995 when scientists were surveying a wide range of lactobacillus bacteria looking for some probiotics that had antioxidant activity, and virtually all of them failed. But when they tested Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, its antioxidant activity was literally off the charts. So scientists have been studying this strain of bacteria now for the past 20 years, trying to figure out how and why it provides such powerful antioxidant activity, and they find out that it synthesizes glutathione, and the bacteria also synthesizes manganese superoxide dismutase, which is another really important antioxidant enzyme.
Yeah. It's important.
You bet. So, and your listeners might not be familiar with peroxidase enzymes, but the peroxidase enzymes also have antioxidant activity, and Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 upregulates the activity of your peroxidase enzymes. And one of the things these enzymes do in humans is they detoxify organophosphates, which is one of the most commonly used agricultural pesticides. It's linked to autism and ADHD. And so this is just another benefit of this remarkable probiotic bacteria being able to metabolize these agricultural pesticides.
So one thing that we need a little clarification on is that RegActive is available in three forms. There's the cardio wellness, there's the detox and liver health, and there's the immune and vitality. And so how do you know what form is the right form for you? And how do they differ? They all have ME3, Lactobacillus fermentum, as the base, but then they have some adjunctive agents in with that?
Exactly. Each of the three formulas has Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, and then there are some supplemental ingredients for each formula that will support either your cardiovascular health or your immune system or detoxification and liver health. And so I generally recommend immune and vitality for elderly people, people that might be in assisted living situations or people that get cold and flu every single winter season. And, of course, cardio wellness is for anybody that has cardiovascular issues.
Metabolic
or family
syndrome,
history
perhaps.
Of cardio. You bet. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then, but my main go-to product is the detox and liver health. And I personally take two Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every morning and two of the detox and liver health every evening.
Right. So that's another question is, you know, okay, people will say, okay, this is made by the same company that makes Dr. O'Hara. So are they telling us to stop taking Dr. O'Hara and this is better or new, improved substitute for Dr. O'Hara?
Right. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Dr. Hoffman. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is still the best probiotic in the world for gastrointestinal health. But glutathione is so incredibly important. These products that contain lactobacillus and fermentum ME3 that can produce glutathione, this is a whole new ball game, and this is a game changer because glutathione is important for every single cell in your body. So we're trying to get people to understand that the RegActive products with lactobacillus fermentum ME3 are really outside the boundary of what we consider probiotics, because we generally think of probiotics for gastrointestinal health. But being able to boost your glutathione levels is a whole new ball game. So these are synergistic products, and I think everybody could literally benefit from boosting their glutathione levels. So it's a different than the primary category of probiotics.
Okay, can you give us a word on dosing? Do you have to take handfuls of these things to get the desired effect?
They come in boxes of 60 capsules, and the recommended dose is 2 capsules daily. And that's pretty much what we recommend for everybody. 2 capsules daily will do it. That's actually a little higher concentration than was used in the human clinical trials. So we think 2 capsules a day is really sufficient. And there are a number of clinical trials with humans that have been published showing remarkable benefits. And if anybody, any of your listeners would like more information on this, I can give people a free copy of an 8-page report that I wrote on Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 and the importance of glutathione. So they can email me at Ross, R-O-S-S, at naturalpharmacist.net. I'll send out a free copy of that report.
Once again, please, for that?
Ross, R-O-S-S, at naturalpharmacist, PHARMACIST.net.
Okay, and RegActive is available at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and wherever Dr. Ahira's probiotics are sold nationwide. So good stuff. We use it at the Hoffman Center.